Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 24th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy security Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're here to give you steps on how to two-factor your turkey. No, I'm kidding. We are just here to give you today. We thought since this is the last show this week, there won't be another one until next Monday. We thought it would be nice to give you some tips, particularly if you are a person who is traveling for Thanksgiving, you're going to go visit your family. Here's some things to keep in mind on your trip and then once you're actually there. So I would say the first thing would be VPN or something like it.
Yeah. And I'm sure we've talked about that before, you know, whether you're traveling or just going down to the local coffee shop, be wary of public Wi-Fi.
Particularly public Wi-Fi.
10% skeptical.
You should be 20% skeptical of all public Wi-Fi networks. I always like to see what Wi-Fi networks are available just because I like to see the creativity in Wi-Fi network names. But like Andrew said, be suspicious of public Wi-Fi. Specifically, do not connect to the public Wi-Fi that is named public Wi-Fi, or better, free public Wi-Fi. Because it is exactly that. It is free and it is public, which means anything you do there is probably going to be viewable by somebody else. So don't. You can get small lightweight plans or free trials of plans for different VPNs. We've had a few that have been on sale. We'll make sure we've got a good link to some of that in the show notes for you so that you can find a good one before you leave. Another tip I would give you is something from our friend of the show, Bob Levitis, because Dr. Mac did some traveling not that long ago. And one of the things that he pointed out ahead of time was make sure that you download stuff before you leave, because VPN or not, you can't always rely on the Wi-Fi when you get where you're going or that there will be Wi-Fi while you're en route or anything like that. So if there's a movie that you want to watch on that beautiful laptop screen of yours or that awesome iPad screen of yours, make sure you download it ahead of time. Those things don't always work so well. When I say ahead of time, like if you're headed to the airport, do it at your house, because airport Wi-Fi is going to be full of other people who go, oh crap, I was going to download that movie before I left and then I left and now I have to do it now. So don't try to do it at the airport. Try and download that stuff ahead of time. Movies, books, TV shows, any of that kind of stuff. Most of the streaming services have some sort of download option. So, you know, if you're leaving soon and you really want to watch those first two episodes of Hawkeye that Disney Plus just dropped, you'll want to make sure that you download those in advance so that you don't have any trouble with them while you're en route to your destination. So,
yeah,
definitely give that a shot. So I'll make sure we have a link to Bob's article for that. And then I don't have any other travel specific tips. Do you, Andrew?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
So this is a good one. I've written this up as a tip, and that is put a PIN code on your SIM, a SIM PIN.
That's good
because if someone, you know, if you lose your phone or someone steals your phone and they try to put your SIM card in their phone, they can't because it's password protected. And so first on iOS, you'll have to go into settings and phone, I think it is, and you'll first have to type in the default SIM code, mm-hmm. which is usually something like 1111 or 0000. If it's not one of those two things, call your carrier, because mm-hmm. I think it allows you three failed attempts before it locks it or something.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a little bit careful.
Yeah. It may be something you can find on their website. You can always give that a quick check. Mm-hmm. rather than trying to wait for the chat assistant. Sometimes that can be a little lengthy, but sometimes there's just a help article that's easy to track down that says, like, if you're trying to set one, you know, the default is this. So see what you get. That's an excellent tip. I like that one very much. Particularly lost and stolen sorts of things. You know, those are always, here's another time to make sure you've got AirTags or Tiles or, you know, whatever sort of item recovery system that you may need. Make sure all that stuff is working before you leave.
And, like, turn on Find My.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You can also use the Find My People, which can be handy, particularly if you're traveling, because you can have... people can tell where you are, right? So, and you can set it for, like, just today. Like, I can set it so, like, I'm headed to Andrew's for Thanksgiving, and I can set it to share my location with Andrew for 24 hours. So within the next 24 hours, I'm probably going to be all the way there. So then at that point, it just expires. So you can do it on a temporary basis. You don't have to add someone forever and then have an awkward conversation when you remove them, when you're like, I was just letting you know when I got there. So, and you can do, I think, until end of day, I think is another one of the options. So you can, there are different timeout options on, like, sharing your location with someone just briefly. You can do that. So that's a nice way to do it. And that way people can tell, like, you know, you made it to the airport, or you made it on the plane, or you made it to, you know, the airport, the destination airport, you know, and things like that. So that can be handy. another thing that can be handy if you are traveling is a walkie-talkie on your watch. And the reason I point that out is because this is where I use it all the time was to coordinate airport pickup. Instead of texting somebody, I would, you know, talk to them before I got on the plane, like, make sure walkie-talkie's on, here's what you do, and then don't freak out, you know, make sure it's on. And as you pull up to the airport, when I can see where you are on Find My, I will send you a walkie-talkie message, and you can just hear. You don't have to look at your screen or anything like that and get distracted while you're driving. And I'll tell you, like, I'm under the United Airlines sign in front of, you know, this pickup door or whatever, you know, and that's how we can coordinate. Okay, cool. I brought the pickup today. So now you can just toss your stuff in the back and we can hit it. You know, it makes it very easy to coordinate something like that in a very specific way, because Find My Friends will show that I'm at the airport and that you're at the airport, but not precisely. even when you have precise location turned on, it's not always as accurate as it could be, particularly if, you know, it shows the dots in the same place, but, like, I'm looking for you and you're looking for me, we can't find each other. That could be kind of troublesome. So I'll make sure we have a bit on that. We are going to talk about different security tips you will have for when you get to your destination, whether you drove or flew there for tomorrow's dinner. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Hunter Douglas. Hunter Douglas can help you live in comfort and style with innovative window shade designs and control systems that can be scheduled to automatically move to optimal positions for each portion of the day. Hunter Douglas shades can diffuse bright sunlight, allow you to enjoy the view outside the window while protecting your privacy inside the window, and even help you keep the temperature inside warmer in winter and cooler in summer, which can lower your utility bills a little. Add all of that to Hunter Douglas PowerView technology, and your shades can do all of this for you throughout the day. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas and enjoy greater convenience, style, and increased comfort in your home all day long. To do this, visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO today to take advantage of the Season of Style rebate savings event. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for limited time savings. This offer will expire on December 6th, 2021. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. So once you get where you're going, you will probably find various people with various technology in various states of neglect is a strong word, inattention, we'll say. Not everybody is waiting excitedly for the next version of macOS. Not everybody goes and checks updates all the time. Somebody's phone might be on iOS 13, things like that. So we have some tips for you on those things as well. So Andrew, go ahead and kick that off.
Yeah, so as we've mentioned before, it's a good idea to update to all the latest security and system updates, because those usually, well, almost always have patches for all of the security flaws that Apple and other companies have found and fixed, and mm-hmm. you need that to stay safe.
Yeah. Even if it's like, even if it's a phone or a computer that won't run the shipping version of the operating system, like even if it won't run iOS 15 or it won't run macOS 12 Monterey, it will still run the latest version of iOS 13 or the latest version of iOS 14. So make sure that it's at least as current as it can be, even if you can't get it to the one that's shipping right now.
Yeah, because Apple has definitely released updates for Catalina and Mojave and Big Sur, you know.
And iOS 14, iOS 13. I think we had an iOS 12 not that long ago, a tiny little update. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely make sure that, that those software updates are happening. That would be a good one.
Yeah. And so with iOS, one of the things that you get if you update to the latest version, which is 15, is iCloud Keychain now natively supports two-factor authentication codes. So whether you're like, I would say even if you are maybe using a third-party password manager, it's still kind of nice to have that quickly and natively built into the system. I use both iCloud Keychain and Bitwarden, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use iCloud Keychain for some things as well. And having the two-factor built in is really nice. And upgrading to use it through iCloud Keychain is also very easy. So.
Yeah. And so a tip that I wrote up. So this is still, you know, iCloud password adjacent, iCloud Keychain.
Yes.
Is maybe you don't want to use Keychain anymore. Like I said, if you do want to use a third-party Keychain, I did write a tip on how to export your passwords. Now, it's not really easy, or maybe you can't really do it at all on iOS or iPadOS, but you can do it in the browser. It's a lot easier to do it on your Mac.
Yeah.
So you can export your passwords from Safari, Firefox, and Chrome, and then import it into your password manager of choice.
Yeah. The thing that I would note about that is that usually the way I have found that people end up using something else like Bitwarden or Dashlane or LastPass or 1Password is I was using iCloud Keychain, but it didn't do this thing. And if somebody tells you that, like, that's probably a an opening that you can use to let them know, like, there are other password managers out there that do a lot more. Because you can't store other data in iCloud Keychain, for example. So if you want to store your credit card so that you don't have to store it on someone else's server and be part of an article that Andrew and I are going to tell you about on a future Friday, you can store that in most other password managers have like a credit card feature, or some of them have medical record features, and some of them have like other sorts of like secure notes and things, so that you can store other kinds of data just as securely as you're storing all your passwords. The combination to the safe and the garage door code for your parents' house or whatever, like you can store those things really securely in something else that's a little more full-featured than iCloud Keychain. Because iCloud Keychain is basically just passwords. But if you have other stuff you want to store as well, that can be a good way to get people interested and invested in that. And
yeah. And I just realized that is a good travel tip, too, because, you know, we're traveling. You probably have to bring your COVID-19 verification card to prove that you were actually vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And, for example, 1Password announced a couple of months ago that they now support adding that data to their password manager.
Yeah. There are medical records, and I think one of them is specifically a prefab template for COVID vaccination. iOS 15 mm-hmm. has that feature as well. So you can add it to the health data in your wallet. You'll just have another card in your wallet that's your vaccination stuff. There are a number of ways that you can get that stuff taken care of in a digital way. Andrew, I think you wrote up a shortcut, I want to say. It's been a while. Something about how to store the photo of your vaccination card on your phone easily.
Yeah, so you can definitely store it as just take a picture of it. You can either store that in the Photos app or maybe as a private note in iCloud Notes.
Yeah.
You can, Apple, I think this is also with iOS 15. You can have it show up in the Apple Wallet, but yeah. I think it requires you having to link your medical provider. And if you're someone like me who got vaccinated at Walgreens, I wasn't able to do that. But a service that I wrote about is called VaxYes. Mm-hmm. And it works. It worked for me. You can send that information. They store it in a secure manner. And mm-hmm. then they give you a card that shows up in Apple Wallet. What do they call that? Like a passport?
I just think they're cards or a pass in Apple Wallet.
Pass.
And Clear, if you are a Clear member, they offer it as well. And and if you're not a Clear member, you can still download the Clear app and it will go through the same sorts of things as what VaxYes does and give you an easy way to have that available that you can show it to people. So that'll be good too. So, yeah, make sure people are running updates. Make sure people are updating iCloud Keychain. If you end up having to log into someone's, some family member's Wi-Fi router or something, and it turns out that the login and the password are admin, maybe change that for them. Because if they're not going to use it anyway, then you can change it and make sure you store it in your password manager and just keep other people out of Aunt Becky's Wi-Fi. It's just better for everyone. That would be good. And something you can do while you are hopefully enjoying some time off is you can browse our site, because we will continue to have Black Friday news and deals and special prices on all kinds of stuff. So far, I've seen HomeKit gear go by. I've seen software deals go by. I've seen some book deals. Like, there's loads of stuff out there. And as we find out about it, we're going to be posting some of those things for you so that you can make sure that you are getting a good deal on that stuff as well. So there you go. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening all the time. I hope you all have a good holiday. And Andrew, as always, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I hope everyone has a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
As do I. And I hope you have enjoyed this show, even though we didn't really freak you out with it. I know it's weird for Andrew and I to do a show and not scare anybody, but I hope you've enjoyed it. And we will talk to all of you again on Monday. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to you then. In the meantime, happy Thanksgiving. Be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.